I want to welcome you guys to Our Bop. This is Riddick's Book of Philosophy. My name's Philip Riddick, and this is where I talk about what I want to talk about the way I want to talk about it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends, family, and loved ones to come in and enjoy my whimsical way of saying things, doing things, and thinking about things.
Please hold for a very important message.
Hey, everybody. Sooner or later, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to take a plane, a hotel, a rent a car, or something, either because you want to go on a vacation, something that you were waiting for or really wanted to do, or sometimes we have some unfortunate circumstances in our families where we have to travel involuntarily. Either way or the other, if you need to travel, you want to save some money. I am an independent TSA travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang. And I can save you 30 to 70% on your travel. If you send me your first and last name to the following email address, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. I can send you an absolutely free website, yours personally, that you can use whenever you want, and it will save you money. It can save you money whenever you are going away. You might be going away now. You might be going away in the future. This website is yours forever. So once again, if you want to save money traveling 30 to 70%, shoot your first and last name to me at dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. Welcome to Our Bop. My name's Philip.
And I'm Shayla.
And we're getting ready to talk about what we want to talk about the way we want to talk about it. All right. Now, the topic of this podcast is, why do people avoid the doctor? Why do people avoid medical attention? Medical avoidance. Why is that? Why do people avoid getting checked out? Now, what brought this along, what brought this up is the fact that I currently am prepping for a colonoscopy tomorrow. All right, tomorrow morning. They go hit me in the rooter tooter. Yes, they will. But anyway.
Poor thing.
I know it's going to be a poor thing. Stop it. I currently am doing my two-day prep, my second day of no food. It sucks. But anyway.
He's been grouchy.
I've been hangry. Anyway, I've been drinking my solution and drinking liquids and eating Jell-O and all that good stuff. And I was thinking, why is it? Because if you talk to certain people, they won't go see the doctor. You know, I was talking to my daughter about that and my other daughter. Why won't people go see the doctor? So I started thinking about it, did a little bit of research, and said, that's a good subject for a podcast. So here it is. You got a lot of phobias out there, and I looked up a couple medical phobias. I'm going to read this, guy. So I'm going to butcher some of these names because I'm not a doctor, and these are pretty long names. All right, medical phobias including fears of medical treatment, illnesses that require medical treatment, or the people administering medical treatment. Some examples of medical treatment phobias include etchmophobia, which is the fear of pointed objects like needles. Hemophobia, fear of blood. Hypochondria, fear of illnesses. This one's a must. Trypanophobia, fear of needles or injections. Latrophobia, fear of doctors. Odontophobia, fear of dental surgery. Pathophobia, fear of disease. And pharmacophobia is... the fear of medicines. Now, we're going to open up this conversation to you guys. Well, I got Sharon in here. I got Carla in here, guys, or anyone else that comes up while we're live. I might have to get this number out again. This is the RBOP call-in line. It is area code 910-479-4325. If you want to contribute to this conversation, call in once again, 910-479-4325. 4325. And I selected that number because I'm a former 82nd Airborne Division guy, and my former unit was 4th Battalion, 325th Airborne Infantry Regiment. So that's why I picked the 4325.
Nice.
I know, right? All right. Now, while we were talking about this, I was looking up, why do people avoid medical treatment? Reasons for avoiding medical treatment is one, number one, ding, 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 ding. Hold on, I got a sound effect. Number one is financial. More than 26,000 Americans die each year because of lack of health insurance. They don't have the money. They don't have the funds. Isn't that terrible? That's terrible. Sad. Second reason, along with money, insurance deductibles. Okay, this is back to the finance thing. More than half of Americans avoid medical treatment because the deductible is so high, they don't want to pay it. Okay, so they have insurance, but they don't want to pay the deductible. It might be $500,000, $1,500. That's a lot of money. That's no chump change. True. Some people can't avoid, you know, you have a choice. Do I get groceries? Do I go to the doctor? Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Another reason is they have no reason to go get a checkup because they feel fine. Why should I go to a doctor? I feel just fine. But there could be something wrong, something underlying that you need. You know, you might need to get a checkup, catch it early, that type of thing. Another reason, hope or expect things to clear up on their own. I'll be fine. It'll be okay. It only hurts a little bit. It'll be okay in the morning. And then you have upbringing. All right, upbringing. You got the ones with the old home remedies. Some of y'all know about this. Castor oil, cod liver oil, a good old hot toddy. Just take a hot, put the baby in the bed. Give them a hot toddy and they sweat it out. Oh, God. They used to get me all the time. Your grandparents, Lord have mercy. They put a little bit of whiskey and honey and lemon.
Not whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Had to be old granddad. Little old granddad. Put that boy in the bed. He'll sweat it out. So wrong. I know, right? That's terrible. All right. Now, here's some reason for people to not have colonoscopy. Hold on. You said you had a story you wanted to talk about. What was it? What's the rule that you said?
Never go on Google and diagnose yourself. Oh, my goodness. Don't do it.
Why is that, sweetheart?
Because you always end up dying. Don't diagnose yourself, guys. I did that. So I had, like, a bump or something on my arm or whatnot. And I go on Google, and you're like, why is it hurting and everything? And I go on Google to look at my symptoms, and they said I had cancer. I was like, oh, my gosh, I cried to my mom. Mom, I'm going to die. She's like, oh, girl.
That's awesome. So, helpful hint, guys. Don't diagnose yourself.
Never,
don't Google
don't
it.
Don't do it. It's terrible.
What's that one? medical something? Medical MD? One of those things? Anyway, that is funny.
No, it's not.
All right. Now, I looked up some myths and some debunked myths, and some of these are long, so I'm going to read them out. Some reasons why people avoid a colonoscopy. Number one, I have to miss work or it's a huge inconvenience. Now, I'm going to try to read this. A colonoscopy really is a one-day process. One day of prep, which starts late in the afternoon, the day prior, or day prior to your procedure, and one day for the actual procedure. At most, you will take off one day from work. The prep day is meant to cleanse your colon. That's what I'm doing right now, cleansing my colon. Through a combination of clear liquid diet and drinking cleansing solution. You can return to normal activity the next day, including work and exercise, considering you don't have to get a colonoscopy for another 5 to 10 years or so. Hey, it's worth it. All right, after your examination, depending on the results. If there's nothing wrong, you should be good to go. It's very little inconvenience. Now, back to that cleansing thing. I just had a colonoscopy last year. Now, they did find a polyp and they removed it. It wasn't cancerous. I was good, but I didn't drink all the solution. So, hey, Chef Johnny,
hello.
How you doing, sir? I didn't drink all the solution. So when they did the colonoscopy, they was like, well, we couldn't see that. I'm so embarrassed. I shouldn't be telling y'all. Daddy cooks. I mean, Philip didn't drink all the solution. I drank most of the solution. But anyway, so they said, well, they did what they did. They took out that the polyp, and it was tested, and it was non-cancerous, blah, blah, blah. But they said they couldn't see too good because of my non-solution drinking ass. Anyway. So they scheduled me for another one. This is a year later. Now I had to do, look, it went from a one-day prep to a two-day prep. I did it to myself. They can say, oh, we're going to make sure his tutor's clean this time. So instead of not eating for one day liquid diet and solution, I had to not eat liquid diet and solution for 2 days to make sure my pipes is clean. Anyway, so when you do the prep, did I say do?
You did.
When you do the prep, make sure that you do it properly or you will be doing it again. All right, we got some comments in here. What a great topic to arrive at. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chef Johnny, 3 years ago, I had a kidney cancer that was discovered at a yearly physical. Don't skip your checkups. Hey, there you go, Rob. Yeah. Hey, Rob. For those of you that just came in, if you want to call in and contribute to this conversation, the number is area code 910-479-4325. I say again, 910-479-4325. If you want to call in and contribute to this conversation. All right, back to where I was. The second reason, number two, I don't need a colonoscopy until I have symptoms of colon disease. I'm going to read this. The issue with colon cancer is that most people experience little or no symptoms at all. The colon is very large, and it is unlikely you will feel any growth in your colon before it's too late. All it takes is a growth the size of a walnut to lead to a malignant colon cancer. You should have your first colonoscopy at the age of 50. If you are non-Black African-American, they recommend 45 for black folks. I was late. I got mine at 51. But my colon was clean. Anyway, at the age of 50, and consult with your colorectal doctor about when your next screening should be. The news is rampant now with home fecal tests meant for colorectal screening purposes. I know you guys seen the commercial, the one with the box saying, hi, you just poop in the jug and mail it to us. I don't know the name of it. Anyway, it says, keep in mind that this home feces test is only meant for the general population that has no personal or family history, and it cannot tell whether or not you have any growth. The test can only detect cancer. Therefore, the home kits are not an appropriate replacement for a colonoscopy. So if you get the poo-poo test that comes in the box, guys, I guess that's fine, but it does not replace a colonoscopy. Go let the professionals check your tutor,
and you should be all right. I didn't even know there was a feces test out there. No, I didn't.
It's that commercial with the box that jumps on the toilet in the commercial, and it says, I forget the name of it. Is it Cologuard? Come on, guys, help me out. Those of you in the chat, if you know the name of it. But I can't think of the name of it. But yeah, it's the little mascot is a box. All right, number three. It is embarrassing, or they feel the process is embarrassing. Now, for many people, a colonoscopy is embarrassing, and that is enough to deter a person away from it. Remember, you're not the only one getting this done. And millions of Americans go through this procedure every year. It's very standard. Most hospitals and endoscopy centers try their best to make the process as least embarrassing as possible. Patients are kept comfortable, and the anesthesia usually allows the patient to awaken from the procedure refreshed and alert. The procedure itself takes only 15 to 30 minutes, and it's a lifesaver. All right. Let me tell you what happened last time I had my... I was determined in my brain to try to document this so that when I woke up, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a podcaster. I wanted to be able to talk about it, right? So after they wheeled me in, he said, mine's an exit only. Yeah, mine is too, unless they're checking it. See, don't let that scare you. Chef Johnny, it's just a procedure, all right? It's just a procedure. But I understand. I was going to get to that next subject here coming up here pretty quick. But let me tell you what happened to me. After they wheeled me in, and I'm wearing the hospital gown with no undies on, and then I got two nurses, and then the doctor comes in and says, please lay on your side. And I was like, oh, I wonder what this is for. Anyway, when they wheeled me in, I already had an IV. They started an IV drip. So when I was on the table and I laid on my side, the lady asked me, was I allergic to any anesthesia, which I was not. And then she added another drip to my IV, and she said, well, just start counting backwards from 10. And I was telling myself, okay, I'm going to remember all of this. I'm going to do the, I want to be aware of when I actually go unconscious. And I was like, 10, 9, 8, this ain't so bad. 7, I'm still good. 6, 5, 4. Kim was like, honey, wake up. How do you feel? I was like, what? What happened?
I can relate.
That's exactly what happened. I was like, yeah, I got this. 6, 5, 4. Honey, wake up. What? I'm in a whole different room.
She did me
the hey, Kirby, what's going on, baby? How you doing, sir?
Hello.
How you doing? So I woke up in the next room, and I got tears in my eyes. That tickled me. I had no idea what happened. Everything was good to go, and then they started explaining to my wife. I didn't really remember everything. I was a little bit groggy for a minute, but I was hungry. I was hungry. I ain't lying. Anyway. So yeah, it, the jig is up, man. You don't. You would just as soon not remember. Yeah, I know. You are correct, sir. You are correct. Where's my, what am I looking for? What am I looking for? Hold on. That's what I'm looking for right there. Oh, I'm trying to find my laugh track, y'all. All right. He said, you might not want to remember. All right, back to what we were saying, the embarrassing part. Now, other reasons why people don't want to go to a colonoscopy kind of alludes to what Chef Johnny was saying. Oh, well, that'll make me gay. Well, no. No, it won't. You know, one, you're going to be unconscious, and it's just checking your health. All right? Now, I can understand how someone could get from one place to another in your mind, but people need to overcome that. All right, need to overcome that. It's not sexual activity. You're not doing it for pleasure. You ain't in prison. I'm gonna stop right there.
Thank you for saying that, Father Ronald.
Anyway.
You need to understand that.
Well, anyway, it's a medical procedure, and hopefully people will be able to get over that stigma. All right. Number 4. I don't think I can properly prepare for one. It's hard. Now, I'm not gonna say the prep is hard. It's not. The first time I did it, my eye's itching. I hope that doesn't mean I'm lying. I'm not. The first time I did it, I was hungry. I guess I wasn't used to it or whatever. It was only 1 day prep. Now, I will say yesterday, I was a little bit hungry, but I was sipping on broth and eating Jell-O and pudding and stuff like that.
And it's funny because we felt bad for him. We didn't even eat either. Oh, yeah.
Today it wasn't that bad. I wasn't hungry at all. But look, yesterday, my oldest daughter, Jessica, she comes walking in. She's all happy. She got a surprise. Dad, come here, Dad. Come here, Dad. And I go into the kitchen, and she's got this fast food. She got it from a food truck. It was like Asian food and crispy dumplings, stuff she knows I love. And she had a pulled pork sandwich. Here you go, Dad. This is for us. I said, okay, yeah, I'm done. She's like, I forgot.
I feel so bad.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I still love you, sweetheart. Everything's okay. I walked away. I'm like, rah, rah, rah.
Salty.
Oh, man. And then this morning, I walked into the kitchen, and my second youngest, Octavia, was in there.
You called her October.
I did. I called her October. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Terrible. All right. I punished myself with a RoboCop. Anyway, Octavia was fixing a ramen. I just kind of looked at her. And she hit it. She turned around, put her head. I said, no, baby, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Dad, we don't like to cook. When you're in it, we're in it. No, we're not in it. I ain't your mom.
I feel so bad.
See, when my wife, Kim, when she starts a diet, everybody starts a diet. Anyway, number four, I don't think I can properly prepare for one. It's hard. Many people think the preparation is daunting because you cannot eat any food for 24 hours. In my case, 48. 24-hour period for the 24-hour prior to the procedure. You need to drink clear liquids all day, and in the evening, you'll begin drinking the prep solution. Some physicians allow black coffee or tea. Mine didn't. If you're someone who needs to drink something other than just water, you can even eat some semi-solid foods like Jell-O, which I could yesterday. However, try avoiding it as much as possible. Some tips to get through prep day is to keep yourself busy. Avoid being around food. Watch movies to pass the time. Hydration is important for your cleanse. There you go, folks. Hydration is important for your cleanse. Hydration is important for your cleanse, so drinking plenty of clear liquids will make you feel full. You won't be surprised how easy your body can handle this challenge. Now, he says vodka is clear, so is scotch, Johnny. So is scotch. I can't, man. You hurt my feelings. Chef Johnny, hurt
thanks, you know, afterwards.
Johnny, you're killing me, Johnny. Anyway, drinking water, keep your stomach full, and it keeps the hunger pains away. Now, that's a technique that many of us used when I was in Ranger School. United States Army Ranger School, back when it was hard, it was one meal a day. And it was about almost 3 months long, 2.5 months long. And you get hungry, you're out there in the jungle or the desert or the mountains or wherever we're training at that time, you just fill your belly up with water, glug, 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 and you're not hungry. You just had to pee all the time. Anyway, got comments. Do margaritas count as a clear liquid?
No, not at all.
I'm going to give this number again, guys. Those are all my notes. Now we're just going to talk about things. But if you want to join the conversation, guys, you can call in at area code 910-479-4325. I say again, 479-4325. And, how embarrassing. You guys can call in and we can discuss it if you guys want to elaborate. Or expound on our conversation. Maybe you got anything you want to say?
I mean, on the phobias and everything, I can relate because I can't, the fear of blood, that one, I can relate to that one. I can't do a lot of blood.
The fear of blood, you're a girl.
And I can't do it.
Okay. That one went over your head. Never mind. Never mind. So anyway, guys. Oh, do I have any more points? Number five. Okay, the last point. Number five. This procedure will hurt. A colonoscopy should not hurt if it's done, and if it does, something was done wrong. Well, that's a hint. Let me read that again. A colonoscopy should not hurt, and if it does, something is wrong. That's terrible. You'll be anesthetized for your colonoscopy in the form of propofol. This allows for a quick wake up after the procedure without groggy and a drug feeling. Propofol is the standard of care used for anesthesia. However, if you find that your insurance does not call for propofol, a general anesthesia like Versed and Demerol can be used instead, although you may experience some nausea post-procedure. All right, somebody saying something?
Yes.
Margaritas count? Only if you want finally, I catch a live stream. Glad to see y'all doing well. Afro Power, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it. I'm so glad that you're here. All right, where was I? It said something about nausea post-procedure. All right. Some patients are also given an anti-anxiety medicine if their anxiety is severe. That'd be for Chef Johnny. Most patients don't even feel discomfort after procedure, regardless of the type of anesthesia used. All patients are required by hospital administration rules to have someone responsible to drive them home after the procedure, and this is not done through public transportation or a taxi. You do have to have someone pick you up, stay there, wait. I mean, drop you off, stay there, wait, and then bring you home, guys. They will not let me do it. The first thing they'll ask you is, who's your ride? I pointed at Kim, and she's like, Now, talk about discomfort. I will say this. The first time I had my colonoscopy done, that next day after I got home, I was a little bit tender in the lower region.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't in pain. It was kind of like,
discomfort.
Yeah, discomfort. Like, if you had, all right, we're going to go there. If you had diarrhea and you kept wiping and wiping and your butt got got a little tender, it kind of felt like that. All right, Chef Johnny, honestly, my doctor has not told me I need to have one yet. Chef Johnny, if you're over 50, you should be telling your doctor that you haven't had one yet. I'm just saying. It's recommended if you're an African-American like this fella, you should have had it done. I should have had it done at 45. I didn't have mine done until I was 51. If you're non-black, non-African-American, Caucasian, it's recommended that you start having it at 50, and then every 5 to 10 years after that, if the results of the first colonoscopy is clear. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. Why do people avoid medical attention? We listed a bunch of stuff. Those of y'all that came in late, please go back and watch this podcast. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can guys throw them in, or you can call. I'll give that number one more time. If you want to call in, the number is area code 910-479-4325. Or if you just want to put in a comment like Chef Johnny, well, I'm well past 50. Then your tutor needs to be looked at, Chef Johnny. You late for your tutor. Yeah. But, yeah, that's about it, guys. That is about it. I'm glad that you guys came. I'm so happy that you showed up. I'm going to run this one more time before we get up out of here, unless anybody else has anything else they want to say. Anything, sweetie? You got anything you want to say?
I'm good.
That's why you got to go. All right. Well, I'm so happy. I'm so glad. Everything turned out just fine. Well, guys, I'm gonna be silent because of...
Please hold for a very important message.
Hey, everybody. Sooner or later, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to take a plane, a hotel, or rent a car or something, either because you want to go on a vacation, something that you were waiting for or really wanted to do, or sometimes we have some unfortunate circumstances in our families where we have to travel involuntarily. Either way or the other, if you need to travel, you want to save some money. I am an independent TSA travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang. And I can save you 30 to 70% on your travel. If you send me your first and last name to the following email address, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. I can send you an absolutely free website, yours personally, that you can use whenever you want, and it will save you money. It can save your money whenever you are going away. You might be going away now. You might be going away in the future. This website is yours forever. So once again, if you want to save money traveling 30 to 70%, shoot your first and last name to me at dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. All right. I saw what you said, Carla. You are correct. I should have put the number in. I will do that next time. All right, guys. We love you like cooked food. We're about to get up out of here. And I know you guys are going to miss us because we're so fantastic. I'm sorry we were talking about booties today. But we just had to get this message out, guys. If you have any phobias or any reasons why you are not going to see the doctors, please overcome those. Because nothing is more important than you to you and me. All right, guys. Love you like cooked food. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. And we are out of here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you like cooked food. Goodbye, goodbye.
Bye, everybody. How'd I do, Daddy?